in our parish family is that every Mother's Day is a youth-led service. And that tradition includes that a graduating senior from high school will be preaching. So today we have our dear Christine, and in the front row, well, the second row, will be her mother levitating. Thank you, Christine, for preparing this sermon. We receive it now.
All right. Good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. Let me start with a little introduction. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Christine Zach. I've been coming to St. Francis since I was 5, so hopefully my face is at least somewhat familiar to most of you. I've just finished up my classes at Chadwick School, and I'm getting ready for all of the end-of-year events that come with being a senior in high school. The most notable of which is that I will be embarking on a 3-week backpacking trip on Wednesday, which means no home-cooked meals, no running water for 21 days. But out of all of the things that have been on my mind as of late, I have been most focused on what I was going to talk about this morning. When Mother Paula asked me to write this sermon a few weeks ago, I, of course, immediately agreed. And I was excited because I had seen both of my sisters up here doing a sermon, and so I was excited. I knew it was my turn, and I was excited that it was my turn. However, I had never written anything for a church service before, and let me tell you, it is very hard. I was worried about not interpreting the readings correctly or not being serious enough, and I was really overwhelmed at the prospect of writing this sermon. But Mother Paula told me to keep it simple and write from the heart, and that was something I could do. Not to mention, I was tasked with speaking about someone who I could talk about for hours. Hi, Mom. We all know why we are here this Sunday, to honor the women in our lives. Women are incredible, and especially the women who have dedicated their lives to nurturing and helping others. And not only mothers, but also teachers, women who are great aunts or great leaders. Whether or not they have chosen to be a mother, women are strong and caring by nature. Let's look at the first reading, for example, and the disciple named Tabitha. Tabitha was devoted to charity work and committing small acts of kindness. There was no praise for her. She wasn't striving to enact the grandest gesture she could think of, but she focused on the little things, and my guess is she often did them without recognition. We should, however, recognize the women in our lives for what they have done for us and what they have done probably without asking, sometimes without us noticing, and certainly without asking for anything in return. I want everyone to think of a woman in your life. Just take a moment to remember all of those cute little things that she does for you. It isn't always the big things that matter. Sure, my mom sent me to an amazing school, which has helped my future. She took me traveling and enriched my personal character. And she made sure to provide me with all of the things that I needed to get through high school in one piece. And I will be eternally grateful for all of that. But there are also all of these other things that she does just to make me happy. Let me tell you a secret about my mother. She hates packing lunches. Really, it's her least favorite thing to do. But she has packed me a lunch every single day since I was in kindergarten. I am 18 years old, and until a week ago, she was making me peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Not only that, but every morning, she would come into my room and hand me a cup of coffee, 2 vitamins, and a toaster waffle. Now, when she goes out of town, she'll count the number of vitamins I'll need and put them in a little Ziploc baggie on the kitchen counter so that I don't forget any. Unfortunately, she can't also make breakfast, lunches, and coffee for me in advance. But she would always tell me what we had in the fridge and try to set up easy lunches for me to pack. However, I am still an 18-year-old girl, so my mornings go a little something like this. My alarm goes off at 6 o'clock. I sleep until 6:45. I tear my closet apart until 7. I do my makeup until 7:20. Now I'm late, and I still have just enough time to grab coffee and run out the door. So when my mom goes out of town, I usually don't get breakfast or lunch. And whenever my friends or teachers ask why I hadn't eaten that day, I would shrug, laugh, and respond with, well, my mom is out of town, so what am I going to do? And this just goes to show that I completely depend on my mom for all of these little things that she does for me. And I don't have to ask. Yes, I say thank you every single morning, but I'm not sure my mom knows how much I truly appreciate just all the time that she takes out of her day to make sure that I'm happy and healthy. Now, everyone think back to the woman that you were thinking of earlier. I encourage you to find her after this service, or call her, just a quick text will do, and thank her for something that she has done. I'm sure it will make her day. Now, not only does my mom constantly show me her own love, she teaches me how to love myself. In the gospel this week, the Jews question the identity of Jesus and whether or not he is the Messiah. He answers with this: my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. His believers trust in him, even in times of doubt. And even when I doubt myself, my mom teaches me to have faith that all will turn out well. I will be attending Muhlenberg College in the fall, but my path to making that decision was not an easy one. My mom talked through the decisions with me. She was patient when I didn't want to talk about it, and she waited for me to make my own decisions, even when I begged her to make them for me. My mom constantly reassures me when I am in doubt, and she has taught me something very important in the last few months. Even when it seems like nothing is going my way, I have to trust that all of the wrongs in my life will right themselves. So let's go back to this scary 21-day backpacking trip that I mentioned earlier. In 3 days, I will have no fresh food, no iPhones, no showers, no mom. I'm sure that if my mom could, she would put 42 gummy vitamins in a Ziploc bag and put them in my backpack. But she can't, and I'm slowly realizing that this trip is the beginning of a much longer journey without my mom right by my side. Yes, she will always be a phone call away, but it will be different. As I said, there's something really important that my mom has taught me. I don't need to doubt myself. So while I am trekking through the Sierras for the next 3 weeks, I will remember that my mom believes in me, so I know that I will make it through. And I'll carry that knowledge with me everywhere. My mom believes that I can do it. Whatever it is, she believes in me. And I think that's all the strength that I need. And whether or not I'm aware of it, my mom is always there to support me and love me unconditionally. Similarly, whether or not you feel or know God's love for you, God loves us unconditionally and always, whether we are away and feeling lonely in the Sierras or close to home. And Jesus said, I will be with you always, and the love of God will never leave us. The love of a mom or a special woman in our lives is a beautiful reflection and expression of God's love for each of us individually. God seems invisible, but is visible in powerful ways, and we and nature and moments of giving make the invisible visible through us. So, if you are ever in a tough situation, or you aren't sure of your own abilities, know that your mom, or grandma, or teacher, or any important woman in your life believe in you and love you unconditionally. So you should believe in yourself. And I would also recommend thanking her for that strength and support and love.